Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get ready for the Preakness back here on Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Dick Girardi, horse racing analyst for BetOnline.ag. Talk to him quite often. Before the Derby, after the Derby. Dick, how are you?
I'm great, guys. What's happening?
Preakness. So who do you like in this field? Is Epicenter still the main horse?
I liked him 2 weeks ago. I like him today. Difference is 4-1 then, yeah, maybe even money on Saturday. But at least he doesn't have to contend with Rich Strike this time. I mean, good Lord.
Why did he pull out?
I think the owner and trainer realized that they weren't going to have much chance to win. It was kind of everything that could have gone right did go right in Kentucky. And the chances of him repeating like a career best by 10 lengths performance were not very good. So I think that was part of it. And the fact, this is just a guess on my part. They could probably got him back to the training center and maybe just wasn't acting right. Maybe not eating right. Maybe not drinking right. Maybe didn't look great on the track. And they just thought that 2 weeks, he just wouldn't be ready to deliver even a good performance, much less the performance he gave on Derby Day.
Now, Dick, with that being said, because you hear, old school or new school, and obviously the trainers, they know what's best for their horses. But when you look at the length of time and how significant, to win a Triple Crown, and you have a lot of old school, keep it as is, instead of stretching it out. What is your take on that? And the reason why I bring it up, because you look, this hasn't, to me, I don't think this is good for the sport, especially for the casual observer, because they always like Triple Crown. Everyone hears that, but you look at Rick Strike's absence, and then when you look at it, the second jewel of the horse racing Triple Crown, this is the second Preakness in 4 years without a Derby winner. So that can't be good for horse racing. You understand from a publicity standpoint?
It's not good, Bobby. You're right. You can make the case that maybe it's good for this particular horse. He just wouldn't be ready to deliver performance, but it's 100% not good for horse racing. So what do you do about it? As you said, it's been happening too often. Too many Derby horses don't run back in the Preakness. We only got 3 out of 20. That are running in the Preakness, and the vast majority of them because it's back in 2 weeks that you alluded to. I mean, you know this, you follow the sport, you know the game. The top trainers do not run their top horses back in 2 weeks except during the Triple Crown. So it's a debate that's been going on going for, 10 years, maybe more now. Should we move the Preakness back to 4 weeks instead of two and the Belmont 4 weeks after that? I would advocate for that just because I think it's better for the sport that we get the best possible field.
Right.
I do understand the traditionalists. Look, that's how Secretariat did it. That's how American Pharoah did it. And that's fine. But look, all sports change, right? I mean, there wasn't a two-point conversion at one point in the NFL. There is now. There wasn't a three-point shot in basketball. There is now. So why can't horse racing adapt? And you're really right because it's the marquee event in the sport. And if you don't have the Derby winner in the Preakness, look, I'm going and I love it. It's my hometown. But you got to be realistic. It's not the same without the Derby winner. And who didn't want to see Rich Strike again? You know, could he do it again? Was it a fluke? Yeah, how about this trainer and a jockey that nobody ever heard of? They were great stories, and now those stories have been lost in the wind. It's a shame.
Now, Dick, when you look at, obviously, the post position, where you're starting out, the question I have for you, and I want you to explain to the audience, because it's more than double. I mean, I should say it was more than double in the Kentucky Derby. Now you only have a field of nine. Well, right. Basically, you had 20 horses. When you look at your post position and when you're only going with nine horses versus like 20, who does that benefit? And talk about that in the whole pole position, post position.
Yeah, so as you said, it's only nine, so it's certainly much less of a factor than it is Kentucky because you just have 20. There's so much traffic. I think the post position draw in this race favors Epicenter. The fact that he got eight this time out of nine rather than three out of 20, it just gives the jockey more options. And it's interesting, one of the props on Bet Online this week is starting gate of the winner, one through seven, which gives you seven horses, is just minus 130. Eight and nine is plus 100, which is essentially the same price you would get on Epicenter anyway, and you get an extra horse. You get the nine horse. Now, do I like the nine horse? Not particularly. Finished third in the Wood Memorial, Skippy's Longstockings, but you could take that prop bet and get two horses for the same price I think you're going to get Epicenter to win anyway. So not a bad prop bet. Just take this 8-9 as the starting gate of the winner for the race.
Dick Girardi, horse racing analyst of betonline.ag. You just talked about – we've talked before, Dick, that I love the names, like Early Voting. And then mm-hmm. Skippy Longstocking, as you just mentioned. I think that's cool. I'm always looking for it. I'm not betting any money on it. I just like to have a side bet.
Sure.
So Dick, who would you say that maybe it was really a long shot, I think, more like simplification. I know his position is number one. I was reading where I think he's somewhere around 6-1 odds, but he can end up coming out fourth at the Derby. What is your take on simplification drawing that rail spot? And that was the long shot that I thought could maybe have a chance. What is your take on him?
No, I think that's fair. And I think when Bobby and Christian, when I talked to you guys 2 weeks ago, I think we talked about simplification as a kind of long shot in the Derby that could maybe get in the top four at 30-35-1. And he did that. This time, I think he can also get in the top four. I don't know that he's necessarily going to win, but instead of 35-1, we're looking at, 6-1 this time.
Yeah.
So the odds come way down, A, because he ran so well in the Derby, and B, because there's half as many horses. I think he sits right on the rail. He never moves, right? If you're starting from the one post, why move? You sit there. He's a dead closer. If he's not last early, he's going to be close to last. And then at some point, Johnny Velasquez just wheels him out and sees how many horses he can pass in the stretch. It could be most of them. I don't think it's going to be all of them, but I certainly think he's a horse that could be in the top three or four again, just like he was in the Derby.
Now, Dick, what about Kentucky Oaks winner Secret Oath? My understanding, the third betting choice on the morning line at 9-2, and obviously, whether you're talking about trainers and or horses, everyone knows Hall of Fame trainer D'Wayne Locus. He opted to enter the filly in the Preakness, not necessarily Kentucky Derby. Like I said, winning the Kentucky Oaks Secret Oath. What is your take on that filly?
She's really talented, Bobby. I mean, really talented. Has won five in a row against her own sex, and none of the races were even close. And I thought ran a really deceptively good race, went third in the Arkansas Derby. If anybody goes back and watch the tape of that race, I mean, she completely missed the break and then was super wide and made a move that was way too soon. The jockey just freaked out a little bit. They changed jockeys to Louis Saez, who's one of the top five guys in the country. He gave her a perfect trip in Kentucky. So I think she's a contender. She's going to have to improve, say, about three lengths off her best performance to be able to beat Epicenter if Epicenter runs like he's been running all year long, and I don't know why he wouldn't. But I think she's the second or, as you said, maybe the third choice. Early Voting certainly going to get some play, and Secret Oath, I think they could even be co-second choices in this race. And, yeah, it's a great story. Wayne Lucas is 86. He became the oldest trainer in history to win a Grade 1 race when he won the Kentucky Oaks. And the cool thing, guys, was he won the Kentucky Oaks 2 weeks ago, 40 years exactly after he won his first Kentucky Oaks.
That's being in the hunt a long time. And Dick, before we let you run, I'm looking at speaking on the trainer of volume as far as their Taba and Messier aren't in the Preakness. Now, there's still no Bob Baffert presence. Well, I guess there is a Bob Baffert presence, and if I'm pronouncing that right, Armagnac, a late entry whom two-time Triple Crown winning trainer, Baffert transferred to Tim Yankton. So what is your take on him? I see he's somewhere like 12-1. He's going to be in the seventh post position. So Armagnac, what you got on him?
So his last race was sensational, the best race of his life. But he got loose in the lead at Santa Anita in moderate fractions. Prior to that, you just mentioned Taba and Messier, who ran kind of off the track in the Derby. He was a distant fourth behind them, beating 12 lengths in the Santa Anita Derby. And I think there's enough speed in this race, Bobby. I just don't see Armagnac, or however you're saying it, and I'm not sure what the right way to say it is either. I don't see him getting that kind of trip where he got loose out there. His only two wins are when he cleared the field. I suspect that's what they'll try to do with him. The question is he fast enough to outrun early voting or even a horse like Fenwick, who's a long shot, but is probably going to be sent early. But yes, it was a Baffert horse till the last two races, and Baffert suspension run through early July. Now, he is not banned from Pimlico. If he wasn't on suspension, he could run.
Right,
he can't run anything at Churchill Downs at least for another year unless they change that. But yeah, his suspension does end in early July.
Now, Dick, last one, boy, we're familiar with him, very familiar with him from the fairgrounds. Steve Asmussen, with Epicenter, boy, it looks like he can win the Preakness, but he's probably saying, "Damn it, can I please win the Kentucky Derby?" I think he was somewhat shocked that Epicenter didn't win the Derby this year, because he thought that it'd be almost miraculous for him to not win against him. But, I mean, if you look at the horse, and that's a horse that I could see winning the Preakness and the Belmont.
Couldn't agree more. He's just terrific. He's had every race is better than the one before it, and he's so consistent. And in the Derby, he came from eighth. That was the question. What would happen if he got too far behind? Well, we saw what happened. He ran great again. And, look, he ran a winning race. I mean, that race was supposed to win. And you can't account for Rich Strike. Nobody could. And I'm sure Steve thought with 100 yards to go, he was winning the race. He'd held off Zandon right for a couple hundred yards, and Zandon was never going to go by him. And he said, "That's it. I got it." And I don't know, 15 minutes after the race, I actually watched it from the turf course at Churchill. I walked up the chute where the paddock is, and Steve was standing there. I said, "Steve, man, I don't know what you got to do to win this race." And he just kind of shook his head. He said, "Look, the horse ran great." "How can you deal with that?" So now he's 0-24 in the Derby. He's won more races than anybody in the world. And unfortunately, that's still there. But he did a great job. The horse was trained brilliantly. They did nothing wrong. They were just incredibly unlucky not to win.
Dick Girardi, horse racing analyst, for BetOnline.ag. Thank you for the time.
All right, thanks, Dick.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.